Having received those congratulatory phone calls from both Obama and Clinton, Senator John McCain heads to Washington today, where he'll get a show of support from President Bush. McCain swept all four Republican primaries yesterday, winning enough delegates to guarantee his nomination, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain's supporters didn't have long to savor the balloon drop last night. McCain said he was pleased to have the nomination in hand, but added now comes the most important part of the campaign, making a respectful but convincing case that he, and not Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, should be the next president.
So stand up with me, my friends. Stand up and fight for America, for her strength, her ideals, and her future. The contest begins tonight.
McCain says he's ready to challenge the Democrats on issues of trade, health care, and especially the war in Iraq. His steadfast defense of the war and the troop surge nearly sank his campaign last summer. But Middletown, Ohio housewife Phyllis Henry says she's glad McCain stuck to his guns.
He has the courage to stand by his convictions. To me, that's one of the best qualities of any leader, not to stick their finger in the wind and say, well, maybe I better say this week and something else next week. And he's not going to do that.
Henry calls herself a moderate Republican and says she's proud her candidate got the party's nod. McCain had trouble early on winning more conservative voters, but he is making gains with the party's right wing. Retired Texas insurance man Mark Herman says he and his fellow conservatives will fall in line.
What choice does a conservative have? Obama, who's a socialist, or Hillary, or McCain? There's no choice. Now, we'll fight among ourselves to get it settled, and after the dust settles down and a national primary comes, they're going to vote for McCain.
What little dust was left in the GOP settled last night after McCain swept all four Republican primaries. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee dropped out of the race after a congratulatory call to McCain.
I extended to him not only my congratulations, but my commitment to him and to the party to do everything possible to unite our party, but more importantly, to unite our country so that we can be the best nation we can be.
McCain's lock on the nomination caps a stunning comeback. The candidate was all but written off last summer, but McCain persevered, driving his Straight Talk Express bus to more than 100 town hall meetings in New Hampshire alone. He promises to keep that up in the general election.
I'll travel across the country in cities and rural areas, in communities of all ethnic backgrounds and income levels, offering my ideas and listening to the concerns and advice of Americans.
McCain still faces big challenges. Political analyst Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College says chief among those is the sagging economy, which exit polls show to be the number one concern in Ohio and Texas.
History of American elections is very clear. The electorate punishes the party in power when there's a recession. So if you really want to predict the outcome of the election, don't look on the political page. Look on the business page.
With almost 2 out of 3 Americans saying the country's on the wrong track, McCain is defending the president's tax cuts, a similar approach to health care, and a still unpopular war. Advisors say McCain will make it clear he's not a carbon copy of President Bush, but that will have to wait until after the two men share a private lunch at the White House today. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Dallas.
You can find state-by-state results and more analysis from yesterday's primaries by visiting npr.org/elections.